in your child's pose, keeping your knees nice and wide apart so you can connect with full belly breaths. And allowing yourself to breathe fully and deeply, each in-breath, nourishing every single cell of your body-mind, helping you find space, helping you to lengthen and also broaden across your sacrum and lower back, connecting with the inner rhythm. And tonight's practice is a celebration of the goddess Durga and celebrating our divine Shakti energy, our divine feminine in each of us. And this is one aspect of the divine goddess. And Durga is all about the warrior energy. It's all about tapping into our inner strength, being able to radiate from our center and learn to move in freedom from our own inner strength. So she's the goddess that empowers us to juggle all of our busy lives, jobs, families, homes, and still be able to cope when yet another emergency crops up on the radar. She's often known as the protectress, the radiant one, the cosmic queen. And she's the warrior who really threatens the stability of the cosmos. She's a pretty fearsome character. She has lots of arms, each of them wielding a different weapon. And she rides a fierce lion. And in ancient texts, she's most famous for defeating the buffalo demon Mahisa. And the story goes that Mahisa had been granted a boon that he would be invincible to all opponents except for a woman. And so he kept defeating the gods and all the wars, and they really got angry and fed up of it. And the anger erupted into a fiery ball of energy, and this mass of light and strength concealed the body of a beautiful woman. And her body was made from the gods. She had Shiva's face, Yama's hair, Vishnu's arms, and so on and so on. And all of these male gods gave her a weapon to hold in each of her arms. So she had Shiva's trident, Vishnu's chakra, or little discus thingy, Vayu's bow, Indra's thunderbolt. And so each of her arms there holding a different weapon. And she also was blessed with a lion from the god Himalaya to ride on. And needless to say, with all of these weapons, she defeated Mahisa easily. So as we move into our practice tonight, it's all about tapping into our inner strength, into the fire in our belly, into our Agni, our firehouse, around the navel, around the kind of third chakra, Manipura chakra region, that helps us to stay connected to our true potency. So it encourages us to be fearless but patient, and never losing sight of our humour. And I'd love for you to really embody that connection to the goddess Durga tonight. So be patient with yourself, but try to allow yourself to move into the practice fearlessly, not doubting your own abilities, just being true to yourself. And if it all doesn't work out, then just having a sense of humour about it. Really learning to tap into your power and face challenge to make dramatic breakthroughs. So just enjoying one more full deep breath here. And as you next begin to inhale and slowly rolling yourself up, you can stay in a kneeling position or bring yourself over into a seated position, and we'll just open our class tonight with a chant to the goddess Durga. And so it's a very simple chant, and it just helps us to really remove all the physical, mental, and economic problems on the horizon. So just closing your eyes, sitting up nice and tall. Very simple chant, Om Shri Durgaya Namaha. That's all we're going to chant three times together. If it makes you feel at all uncomfortable, feel free to just bathe in the sound of everyone else chanting, or please do join me. And we'll do it call and response just three times.
Om Shri Durgaya Namaha. Om Shri Durgaya Namaha. Om Shri Durgaya Namaha. Om Shri Durgaya Namaha.
Om Shri Durgaya Namaha.
One lovely long pranava om, inhaling together. Opening the eyes and bringing yourself over onto hands and knees when you're ready. Setting yourself upon all fours, extra padding under wrists or underneath knees if you need it there. Good, and just going to take the opposite round that we would normally do in cat cow. We're going to move the opposite way to just generate some heat around that third chakra region. So as you inhale, let's round the spine and press the earth away. And as you exhale, coming forwards with lion's breath. Good. Inhale and round. Exhale. A few more rounds, speeding it up a little bit. Good. And keep going. Couple more rounds, clearing that energetic channel, tapping into the fire in your belly and letting go of any stress and tension through your face. Good. Just last one. Lovely. And then coming to a neutral spine and either coming back to kneeling or coming back to cross-legged and one hand on your belly if you need it there. We're going to take a few rounds of Kapalabhati breathing. So we're going to take about 36. I'm going to count for you with some clicks, so don't feel like you have to count. So if it's helpful, place one hand on your belly, taking a full deep inhalation through the nostrils, and breathe out fully. Breathe in and fill up halfway, and let's begin. Inhale, hold the breath. Sipana mudra overhead, chin locks down to chest. Throwing the cap of the seal over that energy that we've built in the torso. And then as you next exhale, let's let the hands come down through the midline. Breathing out. And we're going to take two more rounds just like that. So closing the eyes, taking a full breath in. And breathing out fully. Breathe in, fill up halfway, and let's begin. Inhale, hold the breath, chin lowers down, say prana mudra overhead. Bring the hands down in front of the heart. Third and final round. Taking a full deep breath in and exhaling fully. Breathe in, fill up halfway, and begin. Inhale, hold the breath. Sipana mudra, that pouring out mudra as we lock the chin down. Good, pouring out any doubt, any fear, connecting to that warrior self. And exhale, bringing the hands down in front of the heart. Good. Well done. And let's draw ourselves forwards onto hands and knees, tuck under your toes, and roll yourself back onto your feet, and then slowly roll yourself all the way up to standing. Coming all the way up to standing, and you're going to separate your feet out about hips distance apart, or maybe a little bit wider, and turn the toes out to the sides. We're going to, in a moment, take a few rounds of Uddiyana Bandha. So if you're on your mood cycle right now and this might not feel so comfortable for you, feel free to just pause and take regular, even inhales and exhales, either in the standing position or come back down to sitting if you'd rather. But otherwise, we're going to take a full in-breath. As we exhale, we'll hinge from the hips with lion's breath, going forwards. Bend the knees a little bit, take the hands onto the knees, and almost round the back a bit, like arcing it like a cat. Chin tucks to the chest as all the breath goes out, and then we lock the chin down, leave the breath emptied out, and then we kind of lift the breastbone up towards the chin to create that vacuum and hollowness in the belly that's going to zap right into the Manipura chakra and our powerhouse of energy. So as you take an in-breath, let's take the arms around and out to the sides. Exhale, going forwards, hands to knees as the knees go out towards the toes. All the way forwards, empty it out with lion's breath. Keep going until you've got no more sound. Almost arch the back like a cat. As you tuck the chin to the chest, hold the breath out and lift the breastbone up towards your chin. Good. Hold it just for as long as feels appropriate for you. When you're ready to exhale, release your belly first. And as you inhale, come all the way up to standing. Good, and exhale and release the hands down. Good, we're gonna do it twice more in your own time. Inhaling. Good, keep going for a little bit longer than you think you ought to. Really lock that chin down, cap that energy in, hold the breath out, try not to breathe in, and then begin to lift the breastbone up towards your chin. When you're ready, release the tummy muscles first, inhale and come all the way up. Good, and exhale, the hands down the midline, and third and final round whenever you're ready. Inhale and exhale. Really empty out, keep going, chin tucks to chest when you're done, tongue goes into the roof of the mouth, breathing gently, softly releasing, good, and coming all the way up, and as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart, good. Just stepping the feet together and walking to the front of your mat if you're not there already, good. And just breathing gently in and out of the nose. Let's take our feet hips distance apart. Soften the knees a little bit. And we're just going to reach opposite sides. Reach across the body. So reaching your right hand to the left and your left hand to the right. Keep the knees nice and bent and springy. And just moving side to side. Really feel as though you're moving from your core. It's a bit like boxing. Just moving side to side. Good. And really connect to your core. So let your tail and pubic bone move towards each other and then begin to speed it up a bit. Good. And then we're going to take a step to the right. Stepping all the way around. And begin to move down towards the knees and then up higher than shoulders. Moving anywhere in between, so you're moving from your core freely into space and just energizing and warming up the body. And then stepping to the right, to the back of the mat. Good. Moving more up and down. Center as you reach across the body and let's step to the right. So feel connected to your feet, feel connected to your hands, and feel connected to your core. Then coming back to center. And let's speed it up a little bit more. A bit more randomly, up, down, side to side. The hands can do opposite or go to the same side. Your mat again. Standing with feet together. Close your eyes for a moment, bring your hands into Anjali Mudra. Connect to your breath. Let your breath find an even, steady rhythm. And as you inhale, let's rise up onto the balls of the toes and reach the arms overhead. As you exhale, the heels release down, the hands come down the midline in front of the heart. Hook your thumbs together so you've got little elephant ears. Bend the knees, and as you inhale, reach up to the sky. Gentle up. And on the exhale, let's fold and bow out over the legs. Inhale, coming up halfway, nice long spine. Gather some length. On no breath, the top of a push-up. And lower knees, chest and chin. Or hovering chaturanga. Inhale, coming up to your cobra or upward dog. Elbows in if you're cobra. And exhale, downward facing dog. Let's take our right leg and take it up to the sky. Three-legged downward dog. Keeping the hips nice and square, the center seam of the right leg parallel to the floor. Spread the toes, take an in-breath. And on the exhale, let's lower that right foot down to the mat. Inhaling, left leg lifts to the sky. Good. And exhale, let's lower the foot down to the mat. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, let's get steady over the hands and the feet. As you inhale, next the right leg goes back to the sky. We're going to hug the right knee into the chest and then feed that right foot across to the left side of your mat, straightening out the leg. So you're onto the right side of your baby toe. Come on to the big toe side of the left foot and take your left hand straight up to the sky, like a fallen triangle position. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, the left hand comes back down. Squeeze the knee to the chest and then draw your right knee towards your left armpit. Inhale, take the right leg straight back to the sky and then bring the right foot forward about halfway up your mat and out to the right edge of your mat. Swivel both feet towards the right and take your right hand up to the sky. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, coming down, top of a push-up. Lower the knees if you like, or Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhaling, coming up to Cobra. Exhaling, downward facing dog. Inhaling, let's lift the right leg up to the sky. And squeeze right knee to chest, and then place the right foot in between the hands alongside your right thumb. We're going to make sure the hands are right, the wrists are right underneath the shoulders. Look forwards. We're going to do some little scissor kicks now, little scissor jumps to get the energy up a little bit. And so you're going to lift your seat to the sky. So it's nice and silently. Change and change. Make sure you're breathing. Keep it light, bouncing from your core. Good, well done. Next time your right foot comes forwards, leave it there. Great. Spring the feet together, look forwards and lengthen. Exhale and fold. Inhale, reaching all the way up to the sky. And exhale, hands down. Good. Inhale, rising onto the balls of the feet, the fingers reach up to the sky. Exhale, heels ground, hands in Inhale, coming up halfway. And exhaling, stepping back through the top of a push-up and lowering gently. Inhaling to your back bend, take your time. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Let's take the left leg to the sky as you inhale. Spread the toes out, toes point to the earth. Good, and exhale, lower it down. Inhale, right leg lifts to the sky. Keep that left heel moving into the earth, good. And exhale, lower it down. Good. Take an in-breath, let's take the left leg straight back up to the sky. And squeeze knee to chest, and then you're gonna feed that left leg across to the right side of your mat, onto the baby toe side of that foot, onto the big toe side of the right foot, and reach your right hand to the sky in that fallen triangle. Lovely. Inhale. On the exhale, take the hand down. Bring your right knee towards the left knee even towards the right armpit. Inhale, take the leg straight back up to the sky. And then bring that left foot out to the left edge of your mat, halfway up the mat, and swivel on your feet so both feet turn to the left. Left hand to the sky, take an in-breath. Good. And on the exhale, one long exhalation through the top of a push-up, all the way down onto your belly. Inhaling and exhaling, downward facing dog. Good. Let's take the left leg up to the sky. Inhale. Knee to chest. Place the foot by your left foot. Good. Here we go. Scissor jumps. Lift the butt as you lift from your core. Good. And switch. And switch. And switch. And switch. 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 Next time your left foot's forward, leave it there. Good. Well done. Let's bring the feet together. Look forwards as you land. Exhale and fold. Inhale, reaching all the way up to the sky. And exhale, the hands down in front of the heart. Making Sikhana Mudra, so interlace the first three fingers, the index like a little steeple, and just cross the thumbs. Soften the knees. As you inhale, reach up, gentle arm. And on the exhale, burst the arms open, interlace the fingers again behind your back and fold, bringing the hands overhead. Inhale, coming up halfway, release the hands to the earth, and sliding your left leg directly back behind you, and lower your left knee down onto the earth. Extra padding under there if you need it. Say Pana Mudra again with your fingers. Inhale, coming up to a crescent lunge. Tail and pubic bone drawing in towards each other. Good. Anchor the shoulder blades down in the back. Draw the navel in and up. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, burst the arms open and we're going to dip down to the right. Does it matter if you don't touch the floor? Good. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, dipping down to the left. Inhale, both hands up to the sky. Then as you exhale, both hands down on the inside of your right foot. Lift the left knee up off the mat. Swivel your back heel down. And you're going to begin to come into Trikonasana. So taking your left hand up to the sky, you can bring that right hand a little bit higher up onto the shin above the knee or onto the baby toe side of the foot if you like. But breathing gently and fully for five full breaths. Shoulders move down into the back, looking down for stability, looking straight ahead to gather some length. For the final few breaths, if it's appropriate for your neck, turning to look up at the left fingers. Lovely. Bend the front knee at the end of your next exhalation. Inhale, coming all the way up, Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, and on the exhale, let's lean back, reverse warrior, sliding the left hand down towards the left ankle, but keeping that right shin pushing ahead and rolling the knee open to the baby toe. Take another in-breath, and on the exhale, coming up, palms back, and asana, right elbow, right thigh, or right hand on the inside of right ankle. Let's reach the left arm straight forward to the top of the mat. Shoulders again draw down into the back. Good, and push the saloon door of the hips forwards, bless you. And you roll your belly chest to the sky. Lovely, everybody. Good, try not to let that top hand dip lower than your head. A nice long angle, all the way from the fingers to the back heel. Great, let's take an in-breath, come all the way up. Virabhadrasana 2. And exhale, reverse warrior once again. Take an in-breath as you come all the way up. Both hands cartwheel down to the floor, either side of the right foot. Gonna step the back foot in a little bit and anchor the back heel down. You might want to toe heel your right foot across to the right so you can square up your hips and begin to lengthen out with your heart and the crown away from your tail. Think about lifting that outer right hip slightly up and back into space. Bring your left hand in a little so that the wrist is underneath the shoulder. And as you inhale, let's take the right hand up to the sky into revolving Trikonasana. Inhale. Good. And as you exhale, let's bring the hand back down. Let's pulse it up again. Inhale, reaching up. Good. Rotate from your navel, leave the hips square. And exhale, bring the hand down. Good. Inhale, reaching up. And exhale. One more. Good. And bringing the hand down. From here, you might want to slide the back heel out a little bit more, coming into a lunge over the front knee with the back heel on the floor. As you inhale, coming all the way back up to Virabhadrasana 2. And exhale, reverse warrior. Inhale, and on the exhale, cartwheel the hands all the way over through the top of a push-up and moving through a vinyasa. Making your way back to downward dog, and if at any point these vinyasas get too intense tonight, feel free just to skip them and hold down dog or come into child's pose if you'd rather. Meeting again in downward dog, everyone. As you inhale, let's take the right leg back up to the sky. Knee to chest, shoulders shift over the wrists. Place the foot alongside your thumb. Stay on the ball of the back foot. As you inhale, let's rise into high lunge. Good, palms are parallel, shoulder width apart. Press your left heel to the back of your mat as you push your right shin forwards. But also, think about the squareness in the hips. Keep that outer right hip drawing back. Good, as you draw your tail and pubic bone towards each other. Take one more in-breath, reach up with the heart. And on the exhale, we're springing the left foot forwards, folding and interlacing the fingers overhead, folding out into Uttanasana with the arms overhead. Bend the knees, inhale, reach up to the sky. And exhale, hands in front of the heart. So repeat that again on the second side. Good. Sekhana Mudra with the hands. As you inhale, bend the knees. Scoop and arc to the sky. And on the exhale, burst the arms open. Take them all awkward interlace if you can remember which way to do it. As you fold and bow, bringing the arms overhead. Inhale, come up halfway and release the hands and slide your right leg directly back behind you. Lower the knee down onto your mat. Sekhana Mudra with the hands, the awkward interlace again if you can do it. Inhale, bringing the arms up. Good, to a crescent lunge with Sekhana Mudra. If it's too intense for the shoulders, just keep the hands shoulder distance apart. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, burst the arms open, and then we're going to dip to the left side. Good, inhale, and exhale, dipping right. Good, inhale, both hands reach to the sky, shoulder width apart. Thumbs pointing back behind you, good. And as you exhale, both hands come down on the inside of the left foot. Tuck the back toes under, lift the back knee. swivel the heel down and begin to make your way into Trikonasana here over your left leg. So come up a little bit higher if you need to. Right hand reaching to the sky, rolling the right shoulder over the left. Good, take an in-breath and exhale fully. Couple more breaths here. Spread out your toes, lift the kneecaps up. And let every breath help you find some space in the body. Take an in-breath, come all the way up, soften the front knee a little bit. And exhale, Virabhadrasana 2. Bend the front knee, roll it open. But lift and resist through that inner right thigh behind you. Lift it away from the midline of your mat. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, let's lean back, reverse warrior. Good. Inhale as you come through center. And on the exhale, pause Vakonasana. Elbow to thigh or left hand on the inside of your left ankle. Stretching your right arm forward to the top of your mat, but not letting the hand rest on the head. Squeeze the shoulder blades down into the back. That lovely long angle from your right fingertips all the way to the outer right heel. And if your hand is on the floor, press your arm against the inner left knee and the knee against the arm. So you've got some resistance and some support. And again, keep that inner right thigh moving away. Let's take an in-breath, come all the way up, Virabhadrasana 2. Exhale, reverse warrior. Inhale through center, cartwheel the arms all the way over either side of the left foot. And you're going to hop the back foot in a little bit. Square up your hips, so if that involves toe heeling the left foot out a tad, go for it. Good. Bringing your right hand underneath your right shoulder. And as you inhale, let's take the left hand up to the sky. Pavrita Trikonasana, revolving triangle. Good. Keep that left hip pressing up and back into space, not popping it out to the side as it will want to do. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, let's bring the hand down towards the left toes. Inhale, left hand up to the sky. Revolve from your navel center. And exhale, bringing the hand down. Two more just like that. Inhaling. Good. Both legs nice and straight if you can. If you've got lower back issues, they do micro-bend that left knee a tad. Good. One more. With the hand down on the floor, you might want to slide that back heel down a little bit. And then reaching into the center of the room with your right hand. Inhale, waving up, Virabhadrasana 2. Good. Get steady on your feet. Take an in-breath. Exhale, reverse warrior. Inhale as you come through center. And a long exhalation all the way down through plank position. Through a vinyasa at your own pace. Take your time. Move with your breath. Good. Move confidently, just like the warrior goddess. Lovely, everybody. As you next inhale, the left leg lifts to the sky. Squeeze knee to chest and place the foot alongside your left thumb. Stay on the ball of the back foot. When you're ready, from the power of your inner strength, as you inhale, rise up, high lunge. Take a moment there, get steady and grounded. Good, on the ball of the back foot, pressing that right heel away. Draw the tail in, lift the heart up. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, you're going to spring the feet together. Fold and bow over the legs into a forward bend and bring the arms overhead. Inhale, reaching up to the sky. And exhaling the hands down in front of the heart. Good. As you inhale, let's sit down into Utkatasana. Big toes touching, knees squeezing, tail lengthening, heart lifting. Take an in-breath, lift the heart. As you exhale, give yourself a big hug. Wrap the arms around you. Inhale, heart blossoms, lift the heart. Exhale, big hug, wrap it in, sink the hips lower. Inhale, lift the heart. And exhale, big hug, two more.
Inhale and exhale. Last one. Beautiful. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, straighten the legs and fold and bow. Inhale, halfway up. On no breath, top of a push-up. Exhale and lower. Inhaling through your back bend. Exhaling, meeting in downward facing dog. As you inhale, let's take the right leg to the sky. Knee to chest and place the foot alongside your right thumb. Back heel anchors down, heel-heel alignment. As you inhale, Virabhadrasana 1. As you exhale, opening out, Virabhadrasana 2. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, straighten the front leg into Trikonasana once again. Your choice now, take a little half bind if you like. Drop the left hand behind the right hip or wiggle it in to catch a hold of the right inner thigh. Good. Keep the bind if you have it. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, bend the right knee into Parsvakonasana with the half bind. Elbow can go to thigh or hand down on the inside of the right ankle. Good. But keep pushing the tail and the pubic bone forwards to the left edge of the mat. Don't let your butt push back behind you. Keep it moving forwards. Good. We're going to keep this half bind, if you have it, to do a bound Ardha Chandrasana. Look down at your right toes. Walk your right hand forwards 6 or 8 inches in front of your baby toe. You can take a little step in with the back foot if you like. Walk the hand a little further forward so your right wrist is further in front than your right shoulder. And when you're ready, coming in to Ardha Chandrasana with or without a bind. Good. Breathing gently. Well done. If you have the bind, let's gently take that left hand out from the right thigh and reach up to the sky. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, coming back to Trikonasana. Good. Take an in-breath, coming up through Vira 2 and exhale back to Reverse Warrior. Inhale, Vira 2. And exhale, cartwheel the hands over, moving through a vinyasa with your breath. Or pause, rest if you need to. Take your time. Keep the elbows in, hugging your ribs if you're in cobra position. We're going to do that all over again on the other side. As you inhale, let's take the left leg to the sky. Squeeze the knee to the chest, shoulders shift forwards and then place the foot, anchor the back heel down, heel-heel alignment if you can. Inhale, rising, Virabhadrasana 1. Good, stay there, get grounded and steady, the back leg nice and razor sharp. Squeeze that back kneecap up. Take an in-breath as you exhale, open out, Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, straighten the front leg and hinge at the hips to Trikonasana. Good, taking a half bind if you did so on the third side. Good. Breathing gently. No force, even when you're taking the bind. Let your breath be the barometer that lets you know exactly how your energy levels are doing and if anything, if you're pushing yourself too hard, ease back a little. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, you're going to keep the half bind if you have it and bend the front knee into Parsvakonasana. The hand, you can bring the floor up a little bit closer. It's
So you're just in pause, Vakanasana, just keeping the bind for a moment before we go for the big balance. Good. You can bring the floor a little bit closer. Put your hand onto a block on the inside of the foot if you like. And then looking down towards your left toes, keep the bind if you have it. Take your left fingers forward, baby toe side of that left foot, so your wrist is more underneath your shoulder. And then when you're ready, coming up. Make sure you're lifting from the inner right thigh, spreading the right toes out and radiating back behind you. So that leg is actively lifting. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, oh, let's release the bind first. Let's reach that right hand straight to the sky. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, stepping back to triangle pose. Ooh. That was a big groan. Take an in-breath, come all the way up, Vira 2. And as you exhale, reverse warrior. Inhale through Vira 2. Exhale through the top of a push-up, through a vinyasa at your own pace. Good. Take your time. We're all going to meet in downward facing dog. Well done. As you inhale, let's take the right foot forwards between the hands and anchor both heels down as you spin your feet around to the left side of your mat, coming into Pasarita Padottanasana. Wide angle forward fold. So from here, you can walk your hands further forward so your wrists are underneath your shoulders. Again, you can bring the floor up a bit closer, take your hands onto a block. What we're looking for here is a lovely lengthy spine. So no rounding in the upper back. Draw the shoulders away from the ears. Extend the heart forwards together with the crown of your head. And lift your navel up into your spine so you're not kind of hanging in the middle like a little hammock. Draw everything up away from the floor. Spread out your toes. In fact, let's lift all 10 toes up for a moment and shift the weight into the balls of the feet so everything isn't back on the heels. Squeeze the inner kneecaps up towards the groin. Good. And if you'd like to begin to walk your hands back a little bit towards that space in between your feet and then bend the elbows back behind you and offer the crown of your head to the earth, feel free to take a forward bend or not, depending on how your lower back and hamstrings are feeling tonight. Lovely. If you're in a forward fold, just beginning to walk yourself forwards. Good. You're going to turn your toes out now to the top corners of your mat. Walk your hands into the hip creases, bend your knees and come up into Asvatasana or stance. So the shoulders stack right over the hips, the tail and pubic bone drawing in towards each other. Good. So lengthen your tail down to the earth. Good. Let's begin to bring our left elbow towards the left knee. And bring our right arm up to shoulder height and bring it across the front of the body like a lighthouse beam. All the way ahead, all the way across and back around like a lasso. And then taking the right elbow to the right thigh. Left arm forwards on the horizon. Draw the arm alongside the left ear back behind you. And we're going to go to the other side. Right arm. Good. Lean back. Down. One more to either side. Good. Great. And then coming back into the centre, we're going to crisscross the arms in front of the body. As we inhale, lift the arms up, Prana Mudra. And as we exhale, fold and bow, taking the hands down onto the ankles, elbows squeezing on the inner knees, and fold. Inhale, cross the arms,
Exhale, prana mudra, horse stance. Inhale, and on the exhale, hinge from the hips.
Hands to the ankles, press the elbows into the inner knees.
Good.
Inhale, cross the arms as you come up, all the way up.
Good. And exhale,
fold and take the hands down.
That's it. Good.
That's it.
Great.
One more. So as you cross the arms, you're not hugging the body, you're just bringing the forearms across each other like a crisscross and then opening out.
Prana mudra. Keep the hips low.
And exhale and fold. Elbows into the inner knees. Good. Well done. As you next inhale, begin to straighten out your legs. Turn your toes forwards. Walk your hands forwards. Good, lengthen the spine, stay here. If you would like, press down into the pads of the big toes a little so that your
hips shift a little bit over the ankles. Good.
So from here, you can stay here and just breathe where you are. Or if you'd like to wave the spine a little bit, then as you inhale, lengthen the heart, and as you exhale, fold and bow to the earth through the crown of the head. Inhale, coming up, and exhale, and fold. Inhale, waving up through the spine, good. And exhale, hinge from the hips. And one more. Great. Inhaling, coming up. Turn the toes out a little again towards the top corners of your mat. You're going to bend your left knee and walk your hands across towards your left toes. The right leg straightens. Inhale, come through the middle. Stay low. Good. And moving from side to side. In and out of Skandasana. Keeping one knee bent with the knee moving towards the toe and the other leg nice and straight, stretching the inner thigh. Keep extending the heart forwards as you travel through so that you're not rounding the upper back.
Good. Lovely. Yeah, great modification you've gone with there. A lot going with you. Fantastic. Good. And take your time. Move with your breath.
And next time you come forwards towards the right foot, begin to turn your right foot to the top of your mat and come into a lunge over that foot. Good. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, we're going to spin to the back of the mat. Take your right hand onto the floor, turn onto the big toe side of your right foot and turn your left toes out. Reach your left hand on a diagonal to what's now the front of your mat. That's really the back of your mat. But towards the head. Good. Coming back around, swiveling on the feet. So the toes turn to the right. The right hand reaches forwards. Good. And moving with this spiral twist. Lift the hips away from the floor. As you spin from side to side, opening into the outer hip. That's it, good, keep going.
I don't know that at all.
Totally lost.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Keep going, everybody.
Okay. So we
can
spin that way, both feet,
and then bring this on forward.
Feet that way.
That's good. There you go.
Very good.
Good. Fabulous. Good. Just doing a couple more to each side.
I've lost the class because I'm all feet with them. I'm too busy.
Okay, don't worry. when you come back around towards your right foot. Okay, good. You're going to hop in a little bit with your left foot. Straighten both legs. You can walk your hands forwards, wrists underneath your shoulders, or again, hands onto a block if you need to elevate up a little bit. Extend the heart forwards, lengthen. Draw the right hip up and back into space. Let your left hip roll to the earth. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, fold and bow over the right leg into Parsvottanasana. You can walk your hands back towards your left foot if you would like. If that's not feeling so great, then keep the hands underneath the shoulders. The aim here is the legs are nice and strong, the hips are nice and square, and the spine is lovely and long. Lovely. As you inhale next, let's soften the right knee. Come up halfway, walk the hands forwards. And you're going to step up to standing split. Good. Taking that left leg up to the sky. Good. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, you're going to squeeze the left knee in behind the right knee. And squeeze in like you're curling in. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's reach that left leg straight back to the sky strongly. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, curl in. Inhale, radiate it out. Good. Inhale, squeeze in. Exhale, radiate it out. Good. And then just let that top leg dance out a little bit. Give it a little wiggle around. Circle your ankle, circle the hip. Good, take an in-breath, and on the exhale, squeeze the knee in again, and you're going to lower all the way down into a half spinal twist, so your right leg is on the top of your left. Taking your right hand behind your right hip, reach your left hand to the sky, take an in-breath. As you exhale, spin from your navel around to your right, bring both hands in front of the heart in a prayer. Good. As you inhale, take the right hand back behind you, reach back, look back. And on the exhale, pulse the hands back together. Inhale, reach back. And exhale, pulse the hands back. Inhale. And exhale. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, counter spin all the way around to your left. Good. Wiggle your right foot forward a little bit. Press off the floor and extend yourself back into your standing split, the left leg to the sky. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, lower the back foot down to the floor into a lunge over the right leg now. And we're going to spin around back to the back of the mat. Into a lunge over the left leg now. Hop the right foot in a little bit, ground the heel to the floor. We're looking for the feet to be about hip distance apart, so you might want to toe heel that left foot across a little bit. And we're looking to square up the hips. You can bring the hands underneath the shoulders either side of that front foot, or bring the hands to a block into Parsvottanasana even. Drawing your left outer hip up and back into space. Good. And letting your right hip roll slightly forwards and down as you extend your heart forwards. Breathing gently, if you want to fold a little deeper than do. You always slide your hands back to reach back towards that right. And on the exhale, let's bend the left knee and prepare to come up into standing split. Take
taking the hands forward underneath the shoulders or onto the block. You're taking that right leg straight up to the sky. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, squeeze the right knee into the back of your left knee and curl it. Inhale, squeeze it in, and as you exhale, radiate out. Inhale, squeeze it in. Exhale, radiate. Good. Inhale, really squeeze the knee into the back of the left knee if you can. Good. And as you next exhale and extend that right leg up to the sky, give it a little dance. Circle your ankle, circle the hip. Give a little dance around. And then squeeze the knee back into the back of your left knee. And then lowering all the way down into a hard spinal twist. Good. So your left leg is on top of your right. You can always extend your right leg out ahead if you like. Take your left hand just behind the left hip. And as you inhale, reach up to the sky with your right hand. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, bring spinning around towards your left and bringing the hands in front of the heart in prayer position. As you inhale, reach back with your left hand, and as you exhale, hands pulse together. Good. Both sit bones press down. Inhale and exhale. Good. Inhale, open. Exhale. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, counter-spin all the way around to the right. Good. Bringing the hands back around to the front of your mat. And stepping forwards and back into a standing split. Lovely. Well done, everybody. Stepping all the way back into a lunge. And then let's revolve back to the front of the mat. And stepping back to downward facing dog. Pedal out your downward dog if you'd like. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, let's lower the knees down onto the mat. Well done. Bring your hands towards your knees. And we're going to rock our hips off to the left, so that we sit down onto the left kind of side and the feet are kind of on the outside of your right hip. Good. We're going to take a little twist. So we're going to bring our left hand across towards the right knee, the right hand just behind right hip. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, just spinning the heart to gentle twist. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, gently release. And just swing the legs around front and off to the other side. So we're now on the outer edge of your right hip, the legs on the outside of your left hip. Taking your right hand across the body into the twist. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, gently release back to center. Flip both legs around ahead of you. And just draw the flesh back from underneath your sitting bones. And we're going to bring our hands into... Actually, first of all, it's going to give you some options. Those of us who've got a few, lower back issues, then all you need to do is just hold your hands on your knees and just lean back a little bit. And draw the navel in and up. And just work with keeping the heart lifted and not rounding and slumping into your center. So if you've got lower back issues, I just want you to focus on strengthening with that, okay? If you don't have lower back issues, you do the same thing, but you're going to bring your heels up off the floor. Keep the knees bent and keep the ankles up at knee height. Let's all do that together, one or the other. Take the hands into Sapana Mudra. Even if your feet are on the floor, you can still bring your hands into Sapana Mudra. Good. Fingers pointing ahead like a little arrow. If your heels are off the floor, lift the heels up to knee height. Keep the navel lifting. Let's take an in-breath and lift the arms all the way up to the sky. And breathe.
Take an in-breath. As you exhale, release the heels down. Bring the hands down, hands onto the knees, and slowly roll yourself down onto your back. Take your time. Good. Stretch out your legs. Squeeze the legs together like they're super gluing the inner seams of the legs, and flex your ankles and point your toes back towards your face. That's it. Good. You're going to take Sipana Mudra again with an awkward interlace with your little Charlie's Angels good hands pointing towards your feet. You're stretching your fingers towards your toes. Good. What's going to happen in a second is we're going to curl up with the head and shoulder blades, and we're going to take 12 Kapalabhati breaths. Like that. Forceful exhalation, passive inhalation. Okay, are we ready? Take an in-breath. Curl the head and shoulders up. And exhale. Lower down. Good. Take a full breath in. And a full breath out. We're going to do it again. Take an in-breath. Good. Curling up. And begin. Lowering down. Good. And one third and final round if you can bear it. As you come up, make sure that you press your lower back into the floor. Exhaling and curling up. Good. And beginning. Good. And lower gently down. Hug the knees into your chest. Give yourself a little massage around on your lower back. Sway from side to side or circle the knees, whatever feels nice, into your low back. And then placing the soles of the feet down onto the mat, keeping the heels nice and close in towards your bum, so your heels are lined up with your sit bones. Chin moving to the chest, back of the head pressing down on the floor, the arms alongside the torso. Nicely hug in towards the palms, flat down on the floor. Good. As you inhale, press into the backs of the arms, the back of the head, and begin to lift up into half bridge, lifting the hips as though the outside edges of your hips are controlled by little puppet strings, and you're lifting up towards the sky. Feet and knees are hips distance apart here. Great. Good. Keep your tail lengthening. Try not to push through your pubic bone, but instead feel as though you're looking through the outer edges of your hips. Feel free to stay here or come up and down through here if you'd like. If you'd like to take full bridge pose, then from here, interlace your fingers underneath your bum and push your knuckles towards your heels and straighten your arms out if you can, rolling one shoulder under and then the other, and press the arms down into the floor. And you can lift those outer hips up a little bit higher. And if you want to, uninterlace your hands and take them around the back of the pelvis, that's absolutely fine to do that. For those of you who are really happy here in full bridge, particularly if you're supporting your the back of your pelvis, then you can take the feet a little bit closer together, toe heel them in a little bit, and take one leg up to the sky. Good. Good. Really reach through the ball, spread out the toes. Good. And then you can switch legs if you like. And then bringing yourself down. Good. Well done. And when you're ready, if you're not already down from your half bridge, gently releasing your vertebrae down one at a time. And let's hug the knees into the chest. Good. And we're going to take happy baby pose. So widening out your knees, wide as your shoulders. Take the hands on the insides and hook your hands over the arches of the feet. Keep your ankles over your knees. And as your chin moves towards your chest, move your tail down towards the earth. Keep your shins vertical if you can. Keep your head on the floor, shoulders on the floor. And just feel as though you're pressing your tailbone down onto the floor. If it feels nice to sway a little bit from side to side in your happy baby, then go ahead and do exactly that. Just massaging out the back. Great.
then hug the knees back into chest. Give yourself a little bit of momentum and roll yourself all the way up to sitting.
I'm going to offer you a little bit of a yogi choice now.
So we have spent quite a lot of time this term working with headstands. So you quite happy, you can happily, you know, carry on practicing with that. If you need my help, then that's fine. I can come and assist you. Shoulder stand is always an option here for an inversion. I'm also going to offer you another thing to do. It's a supported handstand. And I know those of you who were with me at Paper Girl last time we did this together, and we might have done it in class actually. Maybe last time, did we do it in class? Downward dog and handstand? Okay, then you all kind of must know where we're going. So we're going to do this supported thing all together in twos if you would like to do it. So you'll need a partner to do this. Bronwyn, would you, because that's the newest wall, would you just take your mat there and do a downward dog against the wall? You're okay with me doing a handstand on you, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's only like a nervous yes to me. Mat, reclining butterfly pose with one hand on your belly, one hand on the heart. So, choice is yours. And if anybody hasn't got a partner and you would like to do that, I'll be your downward dog if you would like to have a go. Everybody's looking around nervously now.
Thank you.
for the first in downward dog, it usually feels quite nice, like you're getting a bit of a stretch as well.
It doesn't feel as bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well done. Well done. Okay.
Happy exactly where you are, there's no need to move. If you do need a warmer layer, grab what you need and bring yourself over into Shavasana. Finding a comfortable spot to rest in for your Shavasana. Exactly that. And begin to bring yourself down onto the earth, softly and gently. With each exhalation, letting go a little more, letting go of any doubt, any fear, as you're now connected with that Mara Durga energy, that super warrior energy within you, the fire in your belly giving you the strength and courage to face or tackle any issues that you've perhaps been avoiding. As you begin to move stillness, just acknowledge any fears, any apprehensions, any worries that you might have in your life right now. And feel connected to that core strength of energy in your belly.
that warrior goddess energy. And with awareness around your belly, see a vibrant 10-petaled golden yellow lotus flower. As you're inhaling that lotus flower, glowing more radiantly, more vibrantly, as you're exhaling, that warrior energy spreading through the whole of your body into every single cell, embodying the divine, empowering feminine energy, and filling every cell of your body-mind with faith and courage to face your fears. And as the breath flows in, flows out, it travels always the curving path of the goddess. Breath flows spontaneously of its own will. Thus all breathing beings continually worship her. Be conscious of this unconscious prayer, for she is the most holy place of pilgrimage. The breath flows out with the sound sa. The breath flows in with the sound ha. Thus thousands of times a day, everyone who breathes is adoring the goddess. Know this and be in great joy. Listen to the ongoing prayer that is breath. Life shall dance in you, a dance of ever-renewing delight. Thank you.
beginning to breathe a little more deeply, bringing awareness to your breath and beginning to visualize your surroundings in your mind's eye. Bringing awareness back to your body, to your breath. And as you're breathing, feeling the rise and fall of your belly, that 10-petaled lotus golden yellow flower around your navel center, still glowing vibrantly, knowing that the Durga warrior-like energy is within you always, knowing that once you can tap into that energy, you can find the connection and find the courage and warrior-like spirit to face the challenges on your path. Slowly beginning to make small movements with your fingers and toes, rolling the head, the arms and the legs, sighing, yawning, stretching, moving in any way that feels good for you. With your knees bent, stretch your right arm back behind you and softly roll to your right side, pressing the floor away and rolling yourself upwards to take a comfortable seat. Let's rest our hands on our lap. I'd love us to close the class tonight by chanting together the pranava om 3 times. And then we'll repeat again the Om Shri Durgaye Namaha 3 times. Taking a deep breath in. Thank you.